Katori Hall, the playwright, imagines the night before Dr. King was killed. That's the setting.
And this is Memphis. After King had to go down to a church, he was sick, he was tired, he didn't want to go. He comes back to his room tired, in a storm, and this maid enters.
I haven't seen you before. Stayed here plenty of times, but I've never seen your face.
I've seen you before, though.
Oh, have you?
Of course, on the TV down there at Woolworths. You like
Katori Hall, I understand she had a backstory for the creation of Kameh, the female character. Would you tell us a little about that?
Katori Hall is from Memphis, and her mother was a maid or housekeeper at the Lorraine Hotel. She did not spend that last night with King, but it's based on what her mother might have experienced had she come up that night with that cup of coffee for Martin Luther King Jr.
Well, what kind of rules does a little lady like you break?
None that involve no preacher, I'll tell you that.
Everybody should break a rule every now and then.
Yes, sir. I agree with you, but not tonight. Not tonight.
Does the fact that Dr. King was an Atlantan, and this is being performed for an Atlanta audience, inform your direction?
Absolutely. Martin Luther King is Atlanta's son. And my house was across the street from Daddy King's and Alberta King. And I grew up feeling like he was one of ours. But I have to say, if this man is not shown as a human being with flaws, with obstacles, with inner turmoil, then we can easily dismiss what he did as an icon, as something we cannot achieve.
Because he was, after all, human.
Yes. And he's a human being, and Katori Hall, in very subtle ways, has said, this is a man. And what he has done is even greater because he's just a man.
That ain't no diet befitting the preacher.
Judge not and ye shall not be judged.
Honey, I hear you there. Guess if he was home, he'd be eating more, right?
And what is tricky about Martin Luther King's character is his essence. Not a characterization of Martin Luther King, not following his cadence, but that you are believable enough of a minister that reluctantly took over the leadership of the civil rights movement, and that you have human sides and you can play both.
Which the play itself addresses. I know I read he smokes cigarettes, he jokes around.
You got a cold?
Just done got to getting hoarse, shouting.
And carrying on.
No, not carrying on. Testifying.
There's a moment in the beginning of the play, in the early part of the play, where Kameh is talking about something that is just chilling.
Yes. Well, it's a storm going on with lightning and thunder happening in the room that makes King uneasy. He's uneasy because the thunder sounds like gunshots. This is after his mountaintop speech. And in order to calm him down, she says,
God, strike you down, you move around too much.
Her mother said, be still during a storm. Because God is saying so much. You need to be still to listen. And she says it in a lighthearted way, where she said, I just think my mama wanted us to be still because we were getting on her nerves. But there are so many poignant moments and metaphors throughout the play with the storm and and King's reaction to the storm, which intensifies as the play gets closer and closer to his death.